Indicted football star benched.
Adrian Peterson is off the field again.
President Obama's war on terror ratings.
The lowest evaluations of his presidency.
Southwest flood alert.
When I heard there was more rain coming in, I panicked. Horrible.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There are new developments in the two off-the-field stories that have rocked the National Football League. First, Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson, indicted on child abuse charges, has now been sidelined by the Vikings a day after owners cleared him to play. CBS's Dean Reynolds in suburban Minneapolis with more on the about-face.
The Minnesota Vikings issued a statement early this morning saying, "The league informed the team of the option to place Adrian on the exempt commissioner's permission list, which will require that Adrian remain away from all team activities while allowing him to take care of his personal situation until the legal proceedings are resolved."
The hotel chain Radisson had pulled its sponsorship of the Vikings. WCCO's Susie Jones says others are feeling the fallout, too.
Before the news broke that star running back Adrian Peterson was being accused of child abuse, Mike Nowakowski at Ticket King said things were going great.
It was like someone let the air out of the tires.
He says he's heard from people who say they won't support the team because of the accusations. Others say they want to see Adrian Peterson play, so if he's not on the field, they're not going to the game. He says he's waiting to see if the Vikings beat New Orleans Sunday, and that may cause sales to pick up again.
And in the Ray Rice domestic abuse case, the NFL Players Association has appealed his indefinite suspension. Union Chief Demoris Smith spoke with CBS's James Brown.
When we look at facts and reach a determination that there are appropriate grounds to appeal any decision, any disciplinary decision, that is the role of the union. That's the duty of the union. And we really don't shy away from that duty at all.
Public outrage notwithstanding.
Public outrage notwithstanding.
When big money sponsors talk, the NFL listens.
The just right taste of Bud Light.
CBS's Steve Futterman says a major one is speaking up.
Anheuser-Busch, one of the NFL's largest sponsors, says it's not satisfied by the NFL's handling of recent incidents involving domestic violence. The company says these behaviors go against Anheuser-Busch's culture and moral code. The company right now is maintaining its sponsorships, but says it has shared its concerns and expectations with the league.
McDonald's, Pepsi, Visa, FedEx, and others say they've also had discussions about this with the NFL. A just-released CBS News New York Times poll finds 57% of Americans believe President Obama has not been tough enough on ISIS. 41% approve of the job he's doing on terrorism. That's down 12 points from March. White House correspondent Peter Mayer tells us Congress has the next move for the administration's counter-terror strategy.
The White House is confident that Congress will give the administration authority to train what are described as moderate Syrian opposition forces to take on ISIS terrorists. President Obama will emphasize that strategy as he tours Central Command headquarters, where the military is coordinating airstrikes on terror targets in Iraq, an action that could soon extend to Syria.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The House today will complete a debate and vote on President Obama's request for $500 million to equip and train Syrian rebels to fight ISIS. But some Democrats, such as Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, complain.
What is the clearly defined mission? How does this end?
A Democrat who will vote against President Obama, while Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma says.
The commander-in-chief has asked for our support, he should get it.
The Senate is also planning to vote this week on spending, including for training rebels in Syria.
In a new propaganda video, ISIS warns if U.S. troops are sent into battle in Iraq, it'll be waiting for them. A 30-year-old Rochester, New York man arrested earlier this year for allegedly plotting to kill members of the U.S. military has now been indicted on new counts that claim he tried to aid Islamic State militants. South Korean border guards today arrested an American man in his 20s or 30s who was allegedly trying to swim across a river into North Korea. Pennsylvania State Police know who they're looking for in the hunt for the suspect in a forest ambush last week that left a state trooper dead.
This fella is extremely dangerous. We have no idea where he is in the community.
State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan says 31-year-old Eric Freen, a heavily armed survivalist, is being sought.
He has made statements about wanting to kill law enforcement officers and also to commit mass acts of murder.
Because of the concern, one school district called off classes today. In Weed, California, near the Oregon border, 150 homes have been damaged or destroyed by the wildfire that swept through town. Kathy Besk and her family got out just in time.
As we were opening the door to our car, hot ashes were coming in, and our neighbor's trees were on fire right there. Our gutter was on fire.
A wildfire east of Sacramento is 5% contained. Hundreds of families there are out of their homes. Odile, the hurricane that damaged Mexican tourist spots, is now an unraveling rainmaker heading for the southwest. Forecasters say up to 10 inches of rain could fall in parts of Arizona and New Mexico. Diane Ethington lives in Mesa, Arizona, which got heavy rain last week.
It's a good thing that we know it's coming so that if the waters do start to rise again, we can be a little bit more prepared for it this time instead of it just suddenly happening.
For men of a certain age, low testosterone is an unfortunate fact of life. CBS's Barry Bagnato says the FDA is looking into whether low T treatments do any good.
The use of testosterone boosters has been rising rapidly in America, up nearly 80% from 4 years ago.
I have low testosterone.
This ad for Androgel is part of a marketing blitz appealing to men hoping to defy the effects of aging. For the next 2 days, a pair of expert FDA panels will examine whether these controversial treatments have any benefits. There's little evidence that they do, agency investigators concluded ahead of the meeting, but they also aren't convinced testosterone replacement therapy raises heart attack and stroke risks, as some studies have suggested. The panels will discuss whether long-term research is needed and whether prescriptions should be limited to certain men. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A Detroit-area cancer doctor, Fareed Fata, has pleaded guilty to providing unnecessary treatments and defrauding insurers out of millions. Karen Baldwin's late husband was a patient.
To me, true justice would be that Fata drops dead, and I go home and my husband's at the table saying, "What's for dinner? I'm hungry."
Prosecutors say they'll seek a life sentence. Southern California, known for its highway traffic jams, is, along with the rest of the state, now making more room for two-wheeled pedal power. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
California is the latest state to give bike riders some space, 3 feet to be exact.
The bicyclists do have a right to be on the road just as much as the motorists do.
Robert Meyer is an officer with the California Highway Patrol. The new law requires drivers of cars and trucks to keep 3 feet away from anyone riding a bicycle. More than 150 bicyclists were killed by vehicles in 2012. Colin Bogart with the LA Bicycle Coalition likes the new law.
It's really clarifying. What does it mean to give a bicyclist a safe passing space? And now it's saying, okay, that's 3 feet.
More than 20 other states have similar laws. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 17th of September. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.